Peter, I am still here with you. We're still broadcasting live from Elangeni Hotel, where they live, and the annual focus conference is currently underway. And as I did mention before, Ukuthi, there are different types of sessions that are taking place, different types of topics are being covered. But njengamanje, I want to focus on innovative financing models for enhancing financial health of a South African public university. And one of the people that were facilitating that session, joining me right now, is Mr. Xolani Ngcobo. Sawubona.
Yeah,
Sikhona. Thank you so much for joining us on Multi Radio.
Okay, it's so nice to be on
air. So we just want to touch briefly on a session that we had earlier. So umbuze enginawo for wena njengamanje ukuthi, from your perspective, mhlawumbe, what innovative financing models have proven effective in improving the financial stability of South African public universities?
Well, I think the most effective one, or the most edge of universities right now, is that increasing research. Research capacity is a real problem in our universities. And that is the starting point where they are trying to concentrate. Remember, the thinking with universities is, or the main focus that they have now is at establishing that stream income, because they have seen that the government funding is decreasing, and they hence need to find other ways to increase funding. Now, the reason for government funding to decrease sometimes is because of the factors that are used in order for university to get funding.
Yes.
Some universities are still getting a huge amount of money from government funding because they are doing well in some areas. And those who are not doing well in those areas are suffering. Hence, one of the major edge now is at increasing capacity of research so that they can then be able at least to get that part of income.
Before we get there, can you just in your understanding, from your perspective, how can public universities in South Africa leverage alternative funding sources to reduce reliance on traditional government funding?
Yo, that is tricky. Now, finding a complexity, if you look at the amount of government funding that they are getting, is almost 50% off.
Yes.
So if you're looking to finding alternative, you will never be able to match that. At least they can try maybe 10, 20. Yeah. They can try that, but they can never be able to eliminate government funding in their sources of fund. They can only try to improve their funds. And another way in which they try to improve their fund is tuition fee.
Yes.
How? Through introducing of new course offering. That is another way that they are using. That they try to find a way to make money. However, the problem is that there is still a problem of high amount of student debt there. So then that is not an efficient way of doing things. So a way of doing things is, As we universities are encouraging students to be entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Remember, we say the labor market is limited. They must be entrepreneurs in order to succeed. Same with universities. They need to think in that way, that they think of innovative ways of doing business. Because after all, they have business, innovative ways of doing business. They can be running a tuck shop or anything themselves instead of giving contract to people.
Yes.
Those are the ways in which they can be using to maximize their revenue. However, it's a question of who will do it.
Yes, I truly understand. Ongazi, Xolani Ngcobo, come again, the department they meeting.
I'm coming from the Department of Accounting and Law. I'm a lecturer there.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
Thank you, man. That was Mr. Xolani Ngcobo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.